Of course, I don't never had any children of my own. But seemed like, to me, I love them just as good as mother and daddy did.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Well, Miss, I'm going to ask you some of these questions now that I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before daylight.
Okay. And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? I got up before
Sunday? What do you mean?
Well, now, when the sun first comes up.
Oh.
You'd say?
Before sunrise.
Fine. So in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear. Would you say that?
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, it wouldn't be a shower,
sure,
would it?
Uh-huh. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
That the logs are andirons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Splinters.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. What we're interested in is just what you know, just what you normally say, so it's fine. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? You know, you open a little door and there's the clothes are hung up in the
closet.
Fine. And what do you call a great big old piece of furniture that people can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Overlapping boards?
Uh-huh. That's on the outside of a wooden house, the boards overlap like.
Uh-huh. And that would be, I know.
Might you call them weatherboards or weatherboards?
Weatherboards, uh-huh.
Weatherboards?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? I notice there's some rock.
A veranda.
Okay.
Porch or something.
All right. Well, now, would a veranda and a porch mean the same thing, or would they be different?
Porch. Well, porch is a... Well, it's the same thing. Some say porch and some say a porch. Veranda.
But are they the same size?
Same thing.
What would you call a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it? Maybe at the back of a house, you know, just maybe one step up and just a little.
I don't know. Oh, I know what it is.
Or might you call that a platform or a stoop or a portico or would you just call it a porch?
Well, it's called